Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 12, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The cloud gaming service Shadow announced it will launch a VR exploration program, a closed beta for VR gaming on April 1st. Sign-ups begin March 13th with a second round on March 24th. The program is only compatible with the Oculus Quest currently, and Shadow recommends a fiber connection with 100 megabits per second down and 20 megabits per second up, a ping of under 15 milliseconds, and a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi router if you're not using a wired connection. Shadow also updated its pricing tiers, which now start at $11.99 a month with a 12-year commitment for a 4K gaming subscription, and added support for Android mobile, tablet, and TV devices. Sources speaking to Cult of Mac say a previously rumored Apple event that would launch a lower-cost iPhone won't happen due to delays in supply chain pushing back production levels and thus new product releases. Apple is located in Santa Clara County, which has banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people, and Apple executives were reportedly wary of even holding a smaller gathering. Apple also announced it's indefinitely shutting down all 17 stores in Italy. Italy is currently in a national lockdown since March 9th to curb the spread of COVID-19 and is currently scheduled to end on April 3rd. Twitter changed its COVID-19 response policy, now requiring all employees to work from home after previously recommending it. The company will continue to pay contractors and hourly wage workers to cover standard working hours during the disruption. Bloomberg reports that the augmented reality startup Magic Leap is exploring strategic options, including a potential sale. Other options include selling a significant stake within the company or a partnership. Magic Leap raised $2.6 billion in venture funding so far, and Bloomberg sources say a sale could be worth more than $10 billion, with Magic Leap reportedly courting companies like Facebook and Johnson & Johnson. The UK announced in a policy paper that it will begin taxing digital services starting April 1st. Search engines, social media services, and online marketplaces with revenue of more than £500 million that derive at least £25 million of revenue from UK users will pay 2% of their revenue in tax. CNBC reports that, according to sources, Apple is working on a new fitness app that will offer guided fitness routines, codenamed Seymour. Fitness instructor and author Jay Blanick reportedly leads the initiative, which is set to launch in iOS 14. The app reportedly works on iPhone and Apple Watch, includes a range of activities like cycling and strength training, and may also feature downloadable videos to follow along with. A new research note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that new MacBook Air and Pro models with scissor switch keyboards will arrive in Q2 2020. In the note, Kuo also predicts that Apple will release a MacBook with a custom processor in Q4 2020 or Q1 2021, as well as introduce an updated design on some MacBooks in Q2 or Q3 of 2021. Protocol reports that, according to multiple sources, the license for Google's Android TV OS includes a provision that prevents companies from using forked versions of Android, like Amazon's Fire TV OS, on other devices.
This is part of the Android compatibility commitment, and breaking the agreement could result in an OEM losing access to the Play Store and Google's apps for all of its devices, including phones, smart TVs, and set-top boxes. The Android compatibility commitment allows for device makers to build their own Android versions, but must follow Google's compatibility requirements. The commitment applies to all devices made by an OEM, so an Android phone maker could not use Fire TV OS on other products. Google previously announced it had a deal with 6 out of 10 smartphone TV manufacturers and 140 cable TV operators to use Android TV. And finally, Google announced that a new default to guest mode feature is available for Chrome on macOS, Windows, and Linux. Enabling the mode requires a command line switch or setting an enterprise policy. Once enabled, Chrome will delete all browsing activity from the computer after exiting the browser, creating a stateless browsing experience. Downloads are preserved, but all browsing history and cookies are deleted when exiting the browser. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.